Coffee with the Coach is fueled by Dunkin'. Do you have a question for the head coach? Visit 985thesportsup.com for your chance to win Pats tickets and a $25 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Let's go inside Gillette Stadium. Scott Zolak with the Coach.
All right, Beetle, thanks a lot. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And Coach, before we get to this game today against the Jets, a lot to play for here today, obviously. Division champs again. Just touch on that real quick. That is step one of the process for you guys. Season's not over, but to get where you want to go, that has to happen first.
Yeah, well, it's a great, great accomplishment by our team. We've had some ups and downs this season, like every team has every year. But in the end, we fought through it and won enough games, to be able to claim that. So, like you said, a lot of football left and big game today and football after this. So, hopefully, we can continue to play well, but. We started a long time ago to win the AFC East. It was something we wanted to do and needed to do to keep moving forward, and so we're glad we've done that.
Weather was pretty crisp last week. Chilly, cold, tough day to throw the football. You guys rushed it for 273 yards. After you went back and looked at the tape, how good a job did Dante Scarnecchia do with the guys up front, especially the stable running backs you guys had last week?
Yeah, I thought it was a real good team effort running the ball. Our offensive line did a real good job, but our tight ends and James Devlin, our fullback, did a good job. But our receivers really blocked well. A lot of our yardage came on the perimeter of the formation, on a couple of those speed sweeps and things like that, which is some receivers really came into play there. So I thought it was a good team effort of the guys running the ball, the guys blocking, including receivers, tight ends, fullbacks, and, of course, the offensive line.
And Sony Michel, too, real quick here. See, like the pad level, dropping the pad level, looking to hit people and run over people, and that's tough for rookie running back. Usually they hit the wall this time of year, but seems like that was one of his better efforts.
Yeah. No, he's a strong runner, and he's tough to tackle.
All right, looking at the Jets today, they come in and they say, well, they can't, speaking of stopping a run, they're ranked towards the bottom, but yet they have guys like Williams on the end, Anderson, two big guys. You got your hands full up front.
Yeah, they have a very good front seven. I think that's probably the strength of their team. As you said, Anderson, Williams, McClendon, those guys are big physical players inside, and they have good players on the edge. So, plus Adams. Adams really plays like another linebacker as a safety. He's in the front a lot and blitzes and runs through the line of scrimmage. So, those are all guys we're going to have to handle, whether we run or pass the ball.
16 sacks they've accumulated last four games. So do they do that out of sub a lot, or is it regular personnel as far as the front? I know they play a 3-4. Are they getting pressure with just a 3-4, or are they bringing secondary pressure?
There's some secondary pressure, but in their base front, in their 3-4, they like to bring the outside linebackers a lot. So it's a lot of five-man rush out of their base defense. And then when they get to sub, it's a combination of four and then sometimes a fifth guy, whether it's a linebacker or a safety. But they get a lot out of their inside rushers, Anderson, Williams, McClendon. Those guys are good power rushers. They push the line back, and then that brings the edge guys, Jenkins and Copeland and those guys into the play because the quarterback can't step up in the pocket. So they have a good coordinated overall team rush with some good individual players, but it isn't just one guy you got to block. It's kind of the way that they collectively do it, and it's effective.
Seems like every time we talk about the Jets, they have a good running back going back over the years. Guys like Powell, Powell and Crowell, they're out today. You look at Elijah McGuire, still runs hard. How important is that for a young quarterback before we get to the quarterback and Sam Darnold?
Yeah, well, McGuire's helps him a lot in the running game, but he's also an excellent receiver. He does a good job of getting the ball in space and getting out into they use him in the patterns a lot as check down screens, as a secondary receiver. And if the quarterback can't get the ball to the primary guy, then give it to McGuire, which is a good option because he's very good with the ball in his hands. He's got good quickness, and he makes a lot of 8, 10, 12-yard gains on some of those shorter passes.
All right, you look at some of the teams that the Jets have played, got teams like Houston and Green Bay, who you respect a lot, especially defensively. Darnold, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception against them. When you look at him on tape, comparing him to some of the other guys, young guys, Mayfield, Jackson, you saw Josh Allen. It's a better quarterback class than people gave it credit for coming out in the draft last year. Fair to say that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And Darnold's a good passer. He's got a good arm. He's a big, strong player that has a good touch and can make really all the throws. Doesn't run as much as Josh Allen did, but he's capable of running, and he certainly has picked up some key first downs for him. They use him on some quarterback sneaks and things like that in short yardage. So he's been effective when he has run the ball. Just the frequency is lower than what we saw last week. But in terms of being able to throw the ball down the field and get to his second and third receivers, he's done a good job of that. Obviously came from a pretty a good system at USC and had quite a bit of experience throwing the ball there. And in a pro type of offense. So he's developed very well in playing behind McCown, or McCown playing in place of him for a couple weeks there when Darnold was out with the foot injury. Probably helped him a little bit, kind of, you know, regain his, you know, composure and just you know, see the game through a different quarterback's eyes. McCown, a very experienced guy, and he stepped in there and made a lot of good decisions in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Pretty good challenge in the secondary. Tight end Chris Herndon, obviously wide receiver Robbie Anderson, seems like those are his comfort guys to throw to, that he has a pretty good rapport for them. So you get your hands full back there.
Yeah, absolutely. Anderson's one of the most explosive players in the league. He's over 15 yards a catch, so he's a big play threat whenever he gets the ball. He's a deep threat, but he's a catch-and-run player too. Herndon's really come on in the last half of the season. Big target that runs well and has developed a chemistry with Darnold that has benefited both of them. So I think that's one of the guys that Sam kind of looks for when he needs somebody, and Herndon's a big target.
You guys have played really well and progressing well in the kick return game, not only covering kicks but returns. Especially they got a guy like Andre Roberts, 30 yards and kick returns, 14 and punts. Got your hands full with him today.
Yeah, well, he's really the top returner in the league. He's you know, leads the league in kickoff returns, second on punts. So he's had a very explosive year, and it's a guy that doesn't need much space. He's very fast and hits the hole hard. So this will be a big challenge for us today with him.
Okay, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Pat Pelletier of Lebanon, New Hampshire. Kyle Williams, guy we've talked about for the Buffalo Bills, said he's going to retire. You guys had your hands full with him in the division over the years. You glad he's out of the division now after his last game today?
Yeah, absolutely. Wish he'd be retired last week. But he's a great player. He's done a great job for that organization. High motor player that has great quickness, strength, and is a very instinctive player. He knew blocking schemes and could react quickly to plays. He was a hard guy to get with misdirections, traps, screens, draws, things like that. He saw those very quickly. So good player, had a great career.
All right, Coach, good luck today. Get win number 11. Go get him.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, so back up to Beetle at Splitsville.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.